Eureka, European micronutrient recommendations aligned. In Europe, nutrient recommendations are set at national or regional level, and most countries do have recommendations in place. However, the different bodies which set nutrition recommendations use different methods for deriving their recommendations, so the recommendations may vary extensively from one member state to another. As the population of the EU is becoming more and more mobile, and regionally produced foods become available right across the continent, variations in recommendations between countries may cause confusion for policymakers, health professionals, the food industry, and consumers. By developing methods to standardise the process of setting micronutrient recommendations in Europe, the EU-funded Eureka Network of Excellence is addressing this problem. You can read more about the Eureka Network and its partners at www.eureka.org. Eureka has established a scientific advisory group and a users advisory group, both comprising acknowledged experts. We have talked to members of these respective groups to get their opinion on what are the main strengths and most relevant outputs of Eureka. Karin Hodel from the European Federation of the Associations of Dietitians, EFAD, and member of the Eureka User Advisory Group, shares with us her view on why the work Eureka is doing is important and what she hopes Eureka will achieve.
In the long run, hopefully, contribution to a better health in general, as well as better health for vulnerable groups. And with increased mobility within Europe, it becomes more and more important to harmonize nutrient recommendations. And I think Eureka will provide an evidence-based tool to make this possible.
Professor Johanna Dwyer from the US National Institute of Health and Tufts University Friedman is also in the scientific advisory group of Eureka. When talking about the strengths of Eureka, she says,
I think the main strength is the wonderful, wonderful people who've been working so hard for the past several years to come up with some harmonized approaches to various methods that are essential in nutrition. I've met wonderful, very good scientists who are working very hard.
Standardization requires a solid evidence base. Within Eureka, intense efforts have been made to establish such a base through extensive reviewing of the available scientific literature in the field of micronutrients. Professor Wim Verbeke of Ghent University in Belgium, member of Eureka's scientific advisory group, sees great value in the efforts made to review the literature.
Well, the main strength of the Eureka network is its pan-European scope, combined with a very systematic review of available literature in the field of micronutrient recommendations.
Also, Professor Anne Deloy, University of Plymouth and chair of the User Advisory Group of Eureka, expresses her enthusiasm for Eureka's broad geographic coverage and the high scientific quality that's been achieved.
I think the main strength has to be that it is a network across Europe which is committed to really highly credible science and research into micronutrients and their effect on health.
The research within the Eureka network covers a broad spectrum of topics. For example, the risk of inadequate intakes, identification of biomarkers for determining micronutrient status, bioavailability and the genetic impact on micronutrient status and response to dietary modifications are other fields of research covered by Eureka. The efforts made have resulted in a long list of scientific publications. What are the main strengths of Eureka? Paul Finglas, Institute of Food Research, and a member of the User Advisory Group, believes the main strength of Eureka is this large number of high-quality scientific publications.
Well, I think no doubt has to be the publication, the huge amount of publications that have been done to date in the area of providing validated approaches for standardising the whole process of setting micronutrient recommendations and actually incorporating into that some measurable health outcomes as well.
Professor Maria Hassipidou from the Institute of Thessaloniki, Greece, a member of the Scientific Advisory Group, stresses the importance to the scientific community of the work the Eureka Network is performing.
I believe that Eureka did a great work and very, very useful for the scientists, for the nutrition scientists. Because, you know, I always feel that in the nutrition science, we have bits and pieces of information, but the Eureka took all this information and put it under one umbrella for micronutrients. And this was very, very helpful for the nutrition scientists. And this material can be used onwards for many, many different purposes.
Eureka has developed several useful tools. NutriRequest is a user-friendly searchable database of micronutrient recommendations in Europe. NutPlan software helps to implement micronutrient recommendations by coordinating existing fact sheets and guidelines on biomarkers and laboratory methods of measuring nutrient content of foods. There's a scoring system for nutritional surveys and a decision tree to prioritize micronutrients when reviewing their requirements. And Eureka partners have also developed e-learning modules and two wikis. Paul Finglas at the Institute of Food Research elaborates on what he finds to be the most relevant outputs of the Eureka network.
Well, I think in addition to the research publications, I would say probably the development of the e-learning modules and also some of the tools such as the NutriRequest and the phenotype database as well.
Karin Hodel, EFAD, highlights Eureka's wealth in terms of tools for different target groups, especially for dietitians.
I think the broad approach, which involved experts in so many different areas from many countries, including scientists, industry, NGOs, etc. And another strength is the production of the wide variety of useful tools for different groups, from policymakers, academics, industry, and the health professionals to consumers. And speaking for dietitians, whether working in the administrative, the clinical, or the public health area, there will be a number of useful tools or products. It's important for dietitians to know the background and the evidence base for recommendations. And among the Eureka tools I will mention for dietitians, especially the Micronutrient Wiki, the Biomarker Best Practice Guidelines, and last but not least, the database with reviewed literature.
For the instruments developed within Eureka to be put into practice and thereby result in improved nutritional health in Europe, Eureka results should be targeted to policymakers, and they must become aware of the existence, importance, and usefulness of these instruments. To achieve a deeper understanding of the needs of this group and how the Eureka results can be made useful to them, Eureka researchers have been investigating the decision process in policymaking. Arnold Timmer, representative from UNICEF and member of the Eureka User Advisory Group, knows what policymakers need and finds Eureka's efforts valuable for the work UNICEF is carrying out.
To UNICEF, we see the Eureka network as a very important network to harmonize the micronutrient recommendations. And that will really help to advance the micronutrient policy agenda in Western Europe. And that is important to UNICEF because many of the countries where we work, which are the developing countries, are looking towards Western Europe as an example. One of the pieces of work from the Eureka Network is around the stakeholder involvement and the guidance provided for policy development. Those tools can be directly utilized and in the work that UNICEF is doing, because we are convening at national level, facilitating the process of policy development around micronutrients. So that will help us tremendously in better knowing what are the trigger points for coming up with policy recommendations.
To summarize, the Eureka Network of Excellence brings together European expertise in the field of micronutrients and shows how to provide a set of scientifically based standard methods for setting micronutrient recommendations. Professor Wim Saris of Maastricht University, who's in the scientific advisory group of Eureka, concludes.
I think the main strength is that for the first time we will have now all data available on micronutrient recommendations, and I think that's a historical moment that we have it now for the first time all together. I think next to the collection of all the data, I think the other point which I have seen is the new way of modeling recommendations for micronutrients. I think this is really innovative, and if we can succeed in that, I think it's also a landmark in recommendation work in the world.
Eureka, European Micronutrient Recommendations Aligned.